This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A spokesman for Ukraine's Air Force says Russia used its latest hypersonic missiles to strike Ukrainian energy facilities in Kyiv and Zaporizhia regions on Thursday. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Yuri Ina says Ukraine lacks defenses against the Kinzhal, adding Russia has few such weapons and mostly uses them on high-priority targets. Russia uses missiles which the Ukraine air defenses can't detect and shoot down in time, adding that, unfortunately, we also have consequences from Kinzhal missiles and other missiles that reached the targets. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Ukraine is urging Australia to increase its military aid. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Australia is the largest non-NATO contributor to Ukraine's war efforts. It supplied missiles and Bushmaster armoured personnel carriers. A group of up to 70 Australian Defence Force personnel have also been stationed in Britain to help train Ukrainian troops. Analysts say the commitment of Germany and the United States to deliver tanks to Ukraine puts pressure on Australia to increase its military assistance to Kyiv. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky marked Holocaust Remembrance Day Friday by urging the world to unite against indifference and hatred nearly a year into Russia's invasion of his country. Today, he's saying Zelensky, who is of Jewish descent and from the predominantly Russian-speaking south of the country, did not refer directly to Russia's invasion in his address. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department has charged three men as part of an Iran-backed plot to kill an Iranian-American author and activist who has spoken out against human rights abuses.
These charges arise out of an ongoing investigation into the government of Iran's efforts to assassinate on U.S. soil a journalist, author, and human rights activist who is a U.S. citizen of Iranian origin. All three defendants are currently in custody.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the charges on Friday, though authorities didn't identify the alleged target by name. The Iranian opposition activist and writer in exile in New York City confirmed to the AP she was the target of the plot. Israel's defense minister has signaled that the military would stop its airstrikes if Palestinian militant groups halted rocket attacks. It came a day after the deadliest Israeli raid in decades raised the prospect of a major flare-up in fighting. The limited exchange of fire between Gaza militants and the Israeli armed forces has so far followed a familiar pattern that allows both sides to respond without leading to a major escalation. The defense minister's instruction to the military to prepare for new strikes in the Gaza Strip, if necessary, also appeared to leave open the possibility that violence would subside. Japan and the Netherlands will soon agree to join the United States in restricting exports of semiconductor manufacturing equipment to China, Bloomberg News reported. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Sources said the Netherlands will stop tech giant ASML from selling machines to China that make advanced chips. The report said Japan would put similar restrictions on Nikon. A government spokesperson said Japan would make appropriate steps based on regulatory moves made by the US and other nations. The spokesperson did not comment further about the Bloomberg report. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte has said he expects to reach an agreement with the US on stricter controls. Sources have told Reuters a deal between Dutch and US officials could be reached by the end of the month.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. A gunman opened fire at Azerbaijan's embassy in Iran, killing its security chief and wounding two people, police said on Friday, an attack Baku called an act of terrorism.
Across America, soaring gun violence is unfortunately taking a toll on young men who face disproportionately higher risk of firearms-related injuries and deaths than serving in a war combat zone. The study comes as firearms are the leading cause of death for children, adolescents, and young adults. I'm Chris Simpkins. My story and more can be found later on our website, voanews.com.
I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.